Today's daf is Nazir daf Nun Zayin. We are Be'ezus Hashem in the beginning of a new perek, the eighth perek of Masechtas Nazir, perek Shnei Nazirim. Today's daf is being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Doiv Berol ben Yaakov David, and Le'ilui Nishmas, Yehuda Aryeh ben Kohos HaKoyen. So the eighth perek of Masechtas Nazir picks up where the seventh perek of Masechtas Nazir left off, and that is dealing with halachos related to a Nazir that became Tomei Tomasmei. Zok the Mishnah. Shnei Nazirim. There were two Nazirim. Now, if you look at the Mefarish says, first Mefarish in the Perek, Shekiblu Aleim Nazirus Biyachad. These two Nazirim were Mekabel Nazirus Biyachad. The Mefarshim say that what the Mefarish is saying is really L'Rav Chedemilsa, meaning it's not Ma'akev in Pshat in the Mishnah, in Pshat in the Sugya, to say that the two Nazirim were Mekabel, the Nazirus B'yachad. Why would the Mefarish say it? Because as we'll see, it's going to make the Mishnah read a little bit more Geshmir. But the point is, there are two people that are both Nazirim. Either way, Sha'om Alohen Echad, a third person comes to these two Nazirim and says, Ro'isi echad mikem shenitma. I saw that one of you became Tomei. However, ve'ini yodea eze mikem. But I'm not sure which one of you is the one that's Tomei. So you have two Nazirim. One is a Nazir Tomei. The other one is not. We don't know which one is Tomei and which one isn't. Now, how do we know that one is Tomei? Because somebody stepped forward and said, Ro'isi echad mikem shenitma. Now, Tosfos and the Rishonim speak out that it's clear from the Mishnah that you wouldn't need two Edim to say that a Nazir is Tomei in order to give him the status of a Nazir Tomei. An Ed Echad alone would be believed. And the reason is because whether a Nazir is Tomei or Tahar is good old-fashioned Issev HaHeter. It's not a Davar Shebamamin. It's not a question of Dinei Nefashis. It's not a Davar Shebaerva. And as a result, Issev HaHeter, the klal is Eid Echad Nemen Bisurim. So if an Echad, one person would come and say, Ro'isi Echad Mikem Shenitma, he would be believed based on the halacha of Eid Echad Nemen Bisurim. But Taisa speaks out that being that all we have is an Eid Echad, and his whole nemanos is with the klal of Eid Echad Nemen Bisurim, we have to then make an Akimta in the Mishnah, and we have to say that the two people, these two Nazirim, were Shoiskim. It's the first Taisa in the parak. Why? Because if they would have an opinion, then their opinion would override the Eid Echad Nemen Bisurim, and at that point, we would listen to what they have to say. So, from the halacha of the Mishnah, where it's clear that this Echad, who saw one of them became Tomei, it's his opinion that's going to reign. It's obviously talking about where they were Shoisek, because the only time Eid Echad is Nemen Bisurim is when the person on the other end of this Eidus is quiet. If, however, he has a deya, then we would listen to him. Now, in a classic case of Eidus, where two Eidim walk into Bezdin and they say, you owe someone money, you could stand on top of your head. Two Eidim are going to be believed. But by Ed Echad Nemen Bisurim, then the Baal Dover does have an opinion. If our Mishnah is working with Ed Echad Nemen Bisurim, so you have to say they were Shoiskim. So really, if you learn the first Mefarish, the first quote-unquote Rashi in the Perek, and the first Tosfos, you have two major Akimtas in the Halacha that we didn't even learn yet. The first Akimta is that the two Nazirim were Mekabel Nazirus with Asachas. The second Akimta is that they were Shoiskim. But the bottom line is you have two Nazirim, Echad, a third person comes and says, I know that one of you are Tomei, I just don't know which one of you are Tomei. So what's the Halacha? Megalchen. The two Nazirim are going to do a Teglachas, Umevien Carbon Tumah, and then they're going to bring a Carbon Tumah, the Carbon Taira, and they're going to bring a Carbon Taira as well. So, the first thing is, and this the Mishnah doesn't even say, is they're going to have to wait 30 days. The reason they're going to have to wait 30 days is because you have two people who are both Safik, whether they're a Nazir Tahar or they're a Nazir Tamei. On the tzad that they're a Nazir Tahar, Stam Nazirus, you can't do anything for 30 days. You're going to wait 30 days. At the conclusion of the 30 days, you'll do a Teglachas, and you'll bring the Karbonas that a Nazir Tahar is supposed to bring. On the tzad that they're Nazir Tamei, a Nazir Tamei has to become Tahar, takes 7 days to become Tahar, and then afterwards, you're able to do your Teglachas, the 8th day you bring Karbonas, and then you're able to start counting your Nazirus again. But being that each person has a suffix, whether he's a Nazir Tahar or Nazir Tamei, no one will be able to do a Teglachas until 30 days are going to pass. Okay, so you're going to wait 30 days. After 30 days, Megalchin, they'll both be able to do a Teglachas Mamonav Shach. The Nazir Tahar could do a Teglachas 30 days pass. And the Nazir Tahar, he could have done a Teglachas 3 weeks ago. He just had to wait 7 days in order for him to be able to do his Teglachas. Now, they also have to bring Karbonas. A Nazir Tahar brings Karbonas, a Nazir Tomei brings Karbonas. The Karbonas that the Nazir Tahar brings is the Chattas, the Oil, and the Shlom. The Karbonas that the Nazir Tomei brings is the Chattas Oif, the Oil Oif, and the Asham Nazir Tomei. Now, each person has a suffix. He's not sure whether he's a Nazir Tahar or is a Nazir Tomei. So what they do is they bring the karbanos, say the carbon tuma and say the carbon tyra, the oimer, and they make the following stipulation. So the first Nazir says, if I'm the one that's Tomei, carbon tuma shali, so the carbon tuma, the chata soif, the oil soif, and the asham behema is my carbon, the carbon tyra shalcha, and the carbon tyra, the chatas oil and shalom, that's going to belong to you, the other Nazir. And if I'm the one that's tar, carbon tyra shali, the carbon tyra is going to be my, the carbon tuma shalcha, and the carbon tuma is going to be yours. Here too, Taisva speaks out a comment that's negeya pasha shot in the reading of the Mishnah, and that is lav davke nokat for Omer. This that the Mishnah says that the two Nazirim have to make stipulations. It sounds like they have to make a tnai ke bnei gadu bnei ruve. This is lav davke. They don't really have to say anything. You hand over the karbonis, the kohen's going to bring it. He's going to have a mind stam that this should be l'shem whoever the real owner of the karbonis are. Whoever's the tahar, he'll get the karbonis tahira. Whoever's the tameh, he'll get the karbonis of tumah, and that's the way you're going to bring it. So even though the Mishnah says, Oimer, really the Oimer is loved after. Either way. So you wait 30 days, you can't do anything for 30 days. After 30 days, each one of these Nazirim is going to have a Teglachas. For one of them, it's going to be a Teglachas of Tyre. For the other one, it's going to be a Teglachas of Toma. Now you have to bring Karbonis. We don't know who's supposed to get which Karbonis. So you'll bring both sets of Karbonis, you'll make a Tanai, you don't have to speak out the Tanai. And like this, the rightful owner of the Karbonis Tyre, he'll be Ois Nazir. The one that was the Nazir Tomei, he now is Tahar. What does he have to do? He has to be minus Naziris. But we don't know who the Nazir Tomei was to know who the Nazir Tahar is to know which one of these two Nazirim is still a Nazir. Being that there's a suffix, so what do they do? V'soifim shloishim yoyim. Both of them have to count another 30 days, and at the conclusion of the 30 days, umbevin karbon tyre. Now they bring one set of karbonis, and this time it's going to be a karbon tyre, because now there's only one Nazir in town. And he's for sure a Nazir Tahar. We just don't know who he is. Okay, so you bring the carbon tie, Rova Oimer, and again, you make the Tanai, you don't make the Tanai, and you say as follows, Imani hua tome. If I was the Nazir that was tome, then carbon tuma shali, then the carbon tuma that was brought previously was mine, the carbon tie shall call, and the carbon tie that was brought previously was yours. If that's the case, I'm now the Nazir Tahar. Vizeh carbon tire asi. This is my carbon tire. V'manihu atar. If, however, I was the one that was the Nazir Tahar all along, then carbon tire shali, then the carbon tire that was brought was mine, the carbon tumah shalcha, and the carbon tumah that was brought was yours, vizeh carbon tire ascha, and this is your carbon tire. Either way, it's a little bit convoluted, but it's really very, very straightforward. You have a situation where you have two Nazirim, each one is a suffix that he might be a Nazir Tomei. They're both Vadai Nazirim. The suffix is whether or not they are also Tomei. We know for sure one is. We know for sure one is not. What do you do? It's just very simple. You just map out all the halachas of what the Nazir Tahar has to do, what the Nazir Tomei has to do. You make sure that you don't get involved Chalila in any Yisuri Deiraisa. We don't want a Nazir Tahar doing a Teglachas when he's not supposed to. We don't want to bring Chulun Lazara. We don't want the wrong person to bring the wrong carbon. So as long as you're able to check off all the boxes and address all the different variables and permutations, everything is going to be okay. This is the halacha of the Mishnah and Daf Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, which incidentally we know already from learning the last parak. This is going to segue us into some of the more complicated cases of suffix when it comes to a Nazir. Specifically, the Nazir that's a suffix if he's Tomei Tumas Meis. It's also a suffix if he's a Metzayra Mukhlet, but we know that already. So, Metz Hashem, when we learn it round two, hopefully it won't be too difficult. Incidentally, the reason the Mefarish spoke out, Zogin Dachreinim, right in the beginning of the Mishnah, that these two Nazirim were Kiblu Aleim Naziris Biyachad, why was that important? So really it wasn't. But the reason the Mefarish said it is, because the Mishnah reads a little bit more Geshmak. Because if they weren't mekabel nazirus on the same day, then you would have to address the later of the two nazirios. So just to make it very simple, just count 30 days, and then on the next day, you'll bring the karbonis, and this carbon and that carbon. So the mefarish said, shekiblu alei nazirus b'yachad. But it doesn't have to be a case where someone said, hareini nazir, and the other person said, va'ani, or one of these situations where they would tackle mekabel nazirus b'vaz achas. It's just l'ravcha de milsa to make it go a little bit more gishmak. Either way, the topic of the Mishnah was, where you have a situation, there's a nazir, it's a suffix whether he's tomei tomasme, zok de gemara. This shayla, which is very, very straightforward, very simple, once we know 55 daf in a mesachta's nazir, really lends itself to one of the sugyas chamuras in Shas. And this next gemara we're going to learn is a classic. Tani, it said in the Mishnah, shnei nazirim, sh'omar lehem echad, ro'isi echem ikem shenitva, v'en yadei ezim ikem. So what's the halacha? Each person has a suffix whether or not he's the Nazir Tomei, and as a result, he needs to address it. Fake the Gemara, Kashav Amai. I don't understand this halacha. And really, as an introduction to the Gemara's Kasha, it's probably Kedai to just speak out a little bit Teresh Shabbat Peh. And that is, we know the halacha is that anytime you have a suffix, you have a shayla, is this Nevela or is this kosher? Whatever the suffix might be. So what's the halacha? Sveika Dei Raisa. You always go l'chumra. Sveika de Rabbanon, you always go l'kula. Now, the Rambam has a famous shita that the Shef Shmaitza discusses, Barichos and Shmaitza Aleph, and that is this, that Sveika de Raisa is l'chumra, is only mid Rabbanon. But mid de Raisa, even a Sveika de Raisa would go l'kula. The Kasha and the Rambam is the parish of the Hashem Tolu, v'advar matikin v'in kamakayim l'harach. But the bottom line is, the rule is, Sveika de Raisa is l'chumra, according to command every single Rishon, mid de Raisa. Sveika de Rabbanon is l'kula, but there's one very prominent exception to that rule, and that is Safek Tumah. If a person encounters Safek Tumah and he wants to know, is he Tomei or is he Tahar? The halach is not, well, let's see what type of Tumah is. If it's a Tumah de Raisa, Sveika de Raisa l'chumah. If it's a Tumah de Rabbanon, Sveika de Rabbanon is l'kula. Rather, the Shulchan Aruch states as follows. If this Tumah was in a Rishus HaYochid, Safik Tuma Brishus HaYachid, Sveik Eitan. If, however, the Tuma was in a Rishus HaRabim, Safik Tuma Brishus HaRabim, Sveik Eitan. We don't care the Reis of the Rabban, that's not the point. The point is it a Safik Tuma Brishus HaYachid, or is it Safik Tuma Brishus HaRabim? So let's talk about Sveikis and Tumas the Reis. When it comes to Tuma the Reis, if the Safik Tuma is in a Rishus HaYachid, it's going to go L'chumra. If it's in a Rishus HaRabim, it's going to go L'kul. But there's another chiddush, and that is this: that we say that safek tumah b'shus hayachid is sveikay tamei. That's true not only if there's one safek, but even if there's two sveikas. It's a mishnah mesachtes tyrus called safek shata yochel laharbois. The halach is still going to be sveikay tamei. So if somebody's in a b'shus hayachid and he has a safek if it became tamei, but not just one safek, a svek sveika. What's the halach of svek sveika? Even by the iraisa, where sveika the iraisa is a chumra, but svek sveika is always lekula. But svek sveika when it comes to a safek tumah, the halacha is, Sveika is going to be Tomei. So when it comes to Safek Tumah, Svek, Sveika, Svek, 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 Sveika, it doesn't matter how many Sveikas you are. The halacha is, if there's a Safek, it's always going to go L'chumra. If it's in a Rishus HaRabim, even if you have only one Safek, ordinarily you would think you should treat this as a Sveika Deiraisa, still the halacha is, Safek Tumah, Rishus HaRabim is going to be Sveika Tumah. What's the makar to this? So the makar to this is learned out from the parasha of Saita. Now, the more nuanced makar we're going to learn, Bezus Hashem, when we learn Masechta Saita. Masechta Saita is a leichter Masechta, a lot leichter than Masechta's Nazir. A lot of digressions, a lot of agadata, so we have what to look forward to, Metz Hashem, at the end of next week. But one of the real sugyas chamurois in Mesach Tesait, again, there aren't many, but one of them is this sugya, the sugya of Safik Tumah b'Rishus HaYachid, Safik Tumah b'Rishus HaRabim. What do you see by Saita that relates to the halachas of Safik Tumah? Because what is the halach of a Saita? Saita is an Eishes Ish, where there's a Safik, that it could be she was Nivala to a man that's not her husband. And it says in the Torah that this Safik Saita is treated like a Vadai Saita, and we go to Chumra, we have to be Chayish, then maybe she was Mazana. Now, the parish of Arayis is also a parish of Tumah, Tumah Ksivba Karayis, Ayin. The first parak of Masechtas Yevamos, the sugyas of Tzara Saita. But the point is that every shaila of Arayas is really a shayla of tumah. And if you see by the suffix soita, you go l'chumra, so we learn from here, suffix tumah, you also go l'chumra. Now, a suffix soita is a suffix tumah b'shos hayachid. The reason it's a suffix tumah b'shos hayachid is because it happens in a state of kinoi v'stira. Stira, by definition, means there was yichud. It means there was no one there other than this woman and this man. And as a result, it's deemed Rishus Hayachid. So we learn from there that whenever it's a Rishus Hayachid, then the klal is going to be that Safek Tomer Rishus Hayachid is going to be Sveik Tomer. If, however, there would be more than two people, then you would not have the halacha of Safek Tomer Rishus Hayachid. That would be considered a Safek Tomer Rishus Harabim. And over there, the halacha would be Sveik Tomer. Which means, by the way, you see a gewaldig chiddush. You see that the definition of Rishus Harabim as it relates to the halacha of Safek Tomer is three people. And once you have three people, it's already considered a Rishus HaRabim. What's the Makar to that? Nazir Daf Nun Zayin, as we're about to see, which is really based on the Makar to the halach of Safik Tumah. The whole halach of Safik Tumah comes from the parish of Soita. Soita is the quintessential Safik Tumah Rishus HaYachid. How many people are there? There's only two people there. So we learn from there that if there's two people, Safik Tumah Rishus HaYachid, Sveik Tumah. If there's more than two people, literally, there's a third, you have a mezumin, that's already a Rishus HaRabim. And then the halach is going to be Safik Tumah Rishus HaRabim is going to be Sveik Tumah. Why is this a chiddush? Because when you learn Hilchas Shabbos, for example, and Hilchas Erevin, and you define a Rishus HaRabim, it could be need a place that's so busy that there are 600,000 people that go down this street every single day. Chedushim for Amosh, etc., etc. But the bottom line is the definition of a Rishus HaRabim is a very, very shiny definition. But when it comes to the halachas of Safik Tumah, three people would already be considered a Rishus HaRabim. Another just random idea, not random, but again, we're going to like to say it there, so in that sense it's random, that's important in understanding the halachas of Safik Tumah. Meaning, what would be if you had a Safik Tumah without the chidushim of Soita, without the halachas of Safik Tumah b'shusa, yachet tzvekei tome, Safik Tumah b'shusa rabbi tzvekei tome. Meaning, if you would ask a man on the street, or ask a bachur in yeshiva, you would say, Safik Tumah, what should be the halacha? So the right answer would be that although it's tzvekei d'raisa, potentially, and tzvekei d'raisa is l'chumra, but what do you do when you have a safik? You go basa raiv, or if there's no raiv, let's assume there's no raiv, you go basa chazaka. And it's for that reason, any person and any theme has a cheskes taira. So that if right now there's a safik, if you became tameh, assuming you're cheskes taira, really you should be tar. And the emesis Taisa speaks out right here, in our sugya, Nazir Daf Nun Zayin, that the chiddush of Safik Tumah is only on the Safik Tumah b'Rishus HaYachid chelek. But as it relates to the Safik Tumah b'Rishus HaRabim, there really is no chiddush. Fakert, oik mi'acheskase, that you have a cheskes taira, so it's poshet that the halacha is that it's tahar. The chiddush is Safik Tumah b'Rishus HaYachid, where it's one Safik, and Kal V'Chaymer with this Kamas Fekis. But as it relates to Safik Tumah B'Shos HaRabim, it's Pashit. You don't even have to come on to Luchasas. Amaisa Toysvus is Soysa Mishnasi in different places, and this is really a big Shiloh, whether the Chiddush of Safik Tumah is only on the Safik Tumah B'Shos HaYachid Chelek, or is it also on the Rishos HaRabim Chelek? Why would it not be on the Rishos HaRabim Chelek? Because it could be it's Pashit that Safik Tumah B'Shos HaRabim is Sveik Tar based on the Chazaka. The bottom line is just a little bit of an introduction to the idea of Safik Tumah B'Shos HaYachid, Safik Tumah B'Shos HaRabim. So again, we interrupted the Gemara to introduce the Gemara, and that is, we had a Mishnah that's talking about two Nazirim. Each one of these Nazirim has a Safik, whether he's also Tameh or he's not Tameh. What did the Mishnah say? That we have to reckon with the Safik, meaning this is a problem. You're a Safik that you might be an Azat Tameh. You're a Safik, you might be an Azat Tameh. So you can't just treat yourself like an Azatar. You have to dan the tzad that you might be an Azat Tameh. What's the Gemara's kasha? Call Safik Tumah B'Shos HaYachim Eichayafin. What's the Makar to Safik Tumah? Mi Soita. We learn it from Soita. Mas Soita by of a novella. It's just like the Safik Tumah B'Rishus HaYachid of the Soita involves how many people too? It's the Bible and the Novellas. Af kol Safik Tumah B'Rishus HaYachid going to Ikebe Trey. So too, you learn from there that when do you have the halacha of Safik Tumah B'Rishus HaYachid? When there's two people. Aval Hacha. But over here in our Mishnah, Shnei Nazirim V'Hai Dekoy Gabeyoin Hotlasa Havu. Over here, how many people do you have? You have three people. You have the two Nazirim, plus you have this one person. And if that's the case, Havalei Safik Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim, it should make it into a Safik Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim. V'chol Safik Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim. Tzvekei Tahar. So Feitig Gemara Kasha, I don't understand why there's a problem with Safik Tumah in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah Safik Tumah B'Rishus HaRabim. You're going to say, who said it was a Rishus HaRabim? Mechatesa, this happened on a busy street. Maybe this happened in a little vinkel somewhere. Yeah, but there's three people here. Because you have the two Nazirim, and you have this Echad, who said, Ro'isi, I saw. So 2 + 1 = 3. And if that's the case, you already have Rishus HaRabim. And how do you know three people is a Rishus HaRabim? Because what's the Makar to Safik Tumah B'Rishus HaYachid? The Makar is Sait. And by the Sait, all you have is the Bail and the Nevela. So you only have two people. That means if you have three people, it's already Rishus HaRabim. So I understand this whole Mishnah. The Mishnah is telling me a halacha of a Safik Nazir Tameh. L'charet Safik Tumah. Safik Tumah, Rishus HaRabim, Sveikai Tar. So each one should be Becheskas that he's Tar. Or based on the din of Safik Tumah, Rishus HaRabim, Sveikai Tar. A psak din that he's Tar. And if that's the case, so what's the problem? Each one is Tar. So just go do your Nazir of Tair. Amar Rabbi Barafunas, Rabbi Barafunas said, but you have to make an Akimt in our Mishnah. It's talking about what the person said. Ro'isi Tumah Shenizrko Beinechem. Meaning he wasn't standing with them. He was from the Vatans. And he saw Meirachik, nearly, that one of you two people became Tomei. I just don't know which one of you is the one that became Tomei. But he wasn't there. And being that he wasn't there, so where the Tomei was Nizrak, Beinehem, there were only two people. If that's the case, it's Rishus HaYachid. Oh, Safi Dumer, Rishus HaYachid. It's Mekai Tomei. Omer Rav Ashi said, like he often does, Dekonami, right? That's a Rav Ashi move in Shas. Omer Rav Ashi, Dekonami. So I'll prove it to you from the Mishnah. Because what did the Mishnah say? Ve'eni Yoideya Eze Mekem, Shema Mino. What did this person say? He said, Eni Yoideya Eze Mekem. What's the raya? So we need help from Tosfos. If you look at the top Tosfos says, the mashma shaloi noidaloi meyolam. The words, eini yodea, sound like he never knew. Mishum dalei hava behem, because he wasn't with them. What could have it said? Midaloi toni shochachti. If it would have said shochachti, it would have been mashma, he was there. He just doesn't remember. Eini yodea sounds like he never knew. Why did he know? The teretz is, he didn't know because he wasn't there. So if he wasn't there, how does he know? He saw it from far. But the point is that if he was there, it's not mistaber that he would have never known. It's mistaber he would have known. So what would have been the Safik? Shachachti. But the Mishnah doesn't say Shachachti. The Mishnah says, Eini Yedeya. So Rav Ashi held, that was a diik to Rabbi Barav Hunas Teretz. That is, we're talking about it wasn't there. If he wasn't there, this is a Safik Tumah B'Rishus HaYachid. Because it's a Safik Tumah B'Rishus HaYachid, it's for that reason the halacha is Sveikai Tamei, Das Halacha the Mishnah. Either way, we're going to get back to the Safik Tumah B'Rishus HaYachid and B'Rishus HaRabim component of the sugya. But now we have another amid of Gishmaka Gemara to learn. Zok the Gemara weiter, Megalchin Umaviv. So what did the Mishnah say? Two Nazirim, each one has a Safik that he might be Tamei. So what do? You wait 30 days. Each one does a Teglachas. And the Teglachas could be done, the Man of Shach, the one that's an Azatar, so it's time to do his Teglachas. He completed his Naziris. The one that's a Nazir Tomei also has to do a Teglachas, albeit a Teglachas of Tumah. Granted, he could have done it a few weeks ago, but he thought he might be a Nazir Tomei. And as a result, he had to wait. Good, now they can both do a Teglachas. They also have to bring Karbanas. One has to bring the Karbanas of a Nazir Tar. The other has to bring the Karbanas of a Nazir Tomei. So you'll bring both sets of Karbanas. You'll make it tonight, or you won't make it tonight. And whoever's supposed to get which carbon, will get the carbon he's supposed to get. Then you're going to wait another 30 days. And at the end of the 30 days, you're going to bring another set of carbonas. This time only one set of carbonas. Which one? The Naziris of Tahir. Why? Because the Nazir that was Tar, he completed his Naziris 30 days ago. The one that was Tameh, needs to complete his Naziris now. You bring the one set, and again, you make it tonight, you don't make it tonight, and whoever that Nazir Tar is going to end up getting his carbonas. The Gemara makes an assumption in the Mishnah that's really not Mefurish in the Mishnah. And it's based on that assumption that we're going to have, the Amid Gemara that we're going to have, and really a little bit of the digression that we're going to have in the next daf or two. And that is, it's mashma that at the end of the second 30 days, both Nazirim are going to do another Teglachas. And the reason they would both do another Teglachas is because each one has a suffix that he might be the Nazir Tahar. And whoever is the Nazir Tahar has to do a Teglachas, his Teglachas the mitzvah. And he's going to now also bring his Karbanas. So you're going to bring one set of Karbanas, which will be Oila to whoever the Nazir Tahar is, but you can't do one Teglachas on one of the two people and say whoever's the Nazir Tahar, he's the one that gets the Teglachas. Right? Doesn't work that way. So each one of these Nazirim is going to have to get his own Teglachas. So basically if two people are going to walk in, they're each going to get a Teglachas. Freit Gemara. How could you do that? How could each person get the Teglachas? Let's speak it Balpeh first. Doing a Teglachas means that we're going to have to cut off all the hair on the Nazir's head. Cutting off all the hair on the Nazir's head means that we're going to have to cut off the payas also. There's a lav in the Torah, le'sakifu pas roishchem. And if that's the case, how could these two Nazirim enter into a situation where there's a Sufik Issa Dairaisa, not a Sufik Tumah, there's a Sufik Issa Dairaisa, even if you do this in a Rosh Hashanah Rabbim, it's a problem, right? So how could each person enter himself into a Sufik of the Issa le'sakifu pas roishchem? Isn't that an Issa Dairaisa? Now the emphasis, it never said in the Mishnah that they're going to both do a Teglachas. Maybe they won't do a Teglachas. Teglachas is not Ma'akiv. Only Rebbe Eliezer holds Teglachas as Ma'akiv. We don't pass like Rebbe Eliezer. So as a result, it's not Muchach they're going to do a Teglachas. But from the Gemara's Kasha, read the Noister Rishonim, it's Mashma that, not Mashma, it's Muchach, that the Gemara held that it's Mashma from the Mishnah, that each one is going to do a Teglachas, which leads to the problem and the sugya of payas. Zok to Gemara, v'amai. I don't understand how each person could do a second teglachas. Again, doesn't say in the Mishnah they could, but we're making this assumption that how could they each do it? Dil malav tmei and inun. One of them is not tamei. Vika ovid hakafa, and the one that's not tamei is doing a second teglachas that he has no right to do. Meaning the one that was the nazar tamei. So the first teglachas he did was the teglachas of tumah. The second teglachas he's doing is the teglachas of taira. He has no problem. The problem is one of them was not tamei, and the one that wasn't tamei, his original teglachas was the teglachas of taira. Haintiz nish the nazar. So if today's not a nazar, how is he allowed to do it? Oh, mashmul so shmul said it teretz. You have to say that the Mishnah is talking about either beisha, either we're talking about a woman. A woman could be a nazira, just like a man can. Ish oy isha ki yafli lindoy neder nazal hazal Hashem. A woman could also be a nazira. She doesn't have an iser to cut her payas. As a result, it's talking about a woman, so there's no problem. Or the katan. It could be it's talking about a katan. So what does it mean, katan? So we had the sugya of ish madras benoy benazir, the parish of katan, where maybe it has to be of the age of chinuch, right, that we spoke about, chalik srebech and rishlakish, tosiyantif, etc., kerneira. But Tosfos says more pasha. Tosfos says that what it means is, we're talking about a katan who's a mufla samachlish. And a mufla samachlish, the sugi is coming up in a few days, but the mufla samachlish is a katan who, although he's not bar mitzvah yet, so he doesn't count for a minyan, and he doesn't put on tefillin, but at the same time, this katan has the ability to make nadarim. And if he can make nadarim, he can make nazirios as well. But the point is, a katan is not a bar mitzvah because he's not a bar mitzvah, so he doesn't have the halacha of leisakifu pas roishchem. At the same time, his nadarim on nadarim. So you have two possible hechatimses: either an isha who could become a nazira who doesn't have the isapeis, or a katan who's a mufla that samach lish, he also could, who also doesn't have the isapeis. Zok to Gemara, l'chayri we could be medayik from Shmuel, from what Shmuel didn't say. Very important halacha in the sugya peis, and that is, why didn't Shmuel say v'loikma begadol that it's talking about two regular nazirim v'hakafas kol harosh loishma hakafa, and the reason there's no problem v'leisakifu pas roishchem is because the nazir doesn't only cut off his peis, the nazir cuts off all the hair on his head. Maybe if he cuts off all the hair on his head, there shouldn't be an isir of leisakifu pas roishchem. And emes is a big shayla in shas. Hakafas kol harosh, ma hakafa loish ma hakafa. We've seen it already earlier in the Masechta. But this is a big shayla. Could be the issa payas is dafka, if a yid leaves his hair, he dafka cuts the payas. But maybe someone that cuts all the hair on his head, there's a tzad to say, because what's the taich of leisakifu pas roishchem? Don't be makif the payas. Don't cut the payas only. But it could be if you're cutting off all your hair, so you're not being makif the payas, you're being makif kol harosh. Could be that's not the cheftz of the issa payas. But says the Gemara Midlay Maikam Lachi, from the fact that Shmuel didn't say that, Shmami no kasava Shmuel, you see from it that Shmuel holds a kafas kol harosh, Shmuel hakaf. Immediately from the fact that Shmuel had to come on to an aikimta, and he had to say that we're talking about an isha or a katan to somehow get away from the Issa Peis, so he said, there was no other Eitzah. Why didn't he say simply that this is not even a sugya of Peis? Because it's HaKafas Kol HaRosh, must be Shmuel Shita is, that HaKafas Kol HaRosh is Shma HaKafas. Zok Demar, Marzutra Masna Laha Shmaita the Shmuel HaSefer. Marzutra had Shmuel's comment, not on our Mishnah, but on the Sefer. That's the next Mishnah. A Mishnah we're familiar with. Nazar Shoyu Tami B'Safik, and Mufcha B'Safik. A Nazar that had a Safik if he was Tami Tomas Meis, he had a Safik if he was a Mitzayra Mukhlet. So what's the Halacha? Oop, Kol B'Kachim Lacha Shishim Yoy. He waits 60 days and then he's able to eat kachim. Umegaleach dalit, he does four different umegaleach dalit tiglachos, and he has to do four different tiglachos. Now, on that Mishnah, which this is a super abbreviated version of it, we went through the extended version the other day, but that person is a suffix, he might be Tomei Tomas Meis, He might be a Metzorah Mukhlet, he's Vaday a Nazir, he ends up doing four Teklachases. And it's over there that Shmuel asked the Kasha that we have, that he asked on our Mishnah, and that is, how could he do four Teklachases? What if he's not a Metzorah Mukhlet? What if he's not Tomei Tumas Meis? Then he only has a right to do one. He's doing three Teklachases Misafik. Each one of these Teklachases involves cutting off your bayis. He's not allowed to cut off his bayis. And what did Shmuel say? It's talking about either that person was an Isha or that person was a Katan. And over there, Zokti Gemar, Veloikma, why did Shmuel have to make that a Kimto? Just say Pashit. It's a Kofas Kolarosh. The Nazir Tar, when he does his Teklachas, it's a Kofas Kolarosh. The Nazir Tomei, when he does his Teklachas, the Mitzvah, when he does the Erste Teglachas and then the Zweite Teglachas, is also Akavas Kolarosh. Incidentally, it's Akavas Kol Sar Besarei, but it's Akavas Kolarosh. So all of them is Akavas Kolarosh. So what's the problem? Elamai must be, it's because he holds Akavas Kolarosh, Ma Akavah. That's why he had to make the Akimta of an Isha Erekat. One more Gemara. Amar Ravuna. Ravuna said, I'm not giving a Katan. If somebody cuts off the pace of a Katan, Hareyu Chayev. The Allah is, he's Chayev. Meaning, not only is somebody chayef if he cuts off the payas of a gadol, but if somebody cuts off the payas of a katan, he's going to be chayef as well. Now, this is a very big chiddush. Why is it a chiddush? It's a chiddush because a katan's not a bar mitzvah. So if a katan's not a bar mitzvah, what did you do wrong? Somebody cut off the payas of a katan, why shouldn't that be a problem? So the Gemara is going to discuss the halacha of Rav Huna. But the short answer is that when it says in the Torah, Leisakifu Pas Roishchem, it's referring side to the nikif, meaning side to the person that's sitting in the barber's chair, and to the makif, the barber himself. It's not just the nikif whose payas is being cut off that has the iser. It's the makif as well. And if that's the case, there's makif to say that if the makif is a gadol, even if the nikif is a katan, it's going to be a problem. That is Rav Huna Shita. Rav Huna holds a makif as a katan, harei uchayev. Zok to Gemar, omalei Rav Ada Bar Ahava to Rav Huna. So Rav Ada Bar Ahava told Rav Huna, v'didach man megaloch lohin. So he says, I don't understand. If you hold that a makif as a katan is chayev, so he said, who's is the one that cuts off the payas of your children? Now, who said that Rav Huna's sons didn't have any payas. So if you look in the Rosh says, quote, Shayu regilin shaloy l'shayir payos kishayu megalchim roish haktana. Because the minig was, when they would do a teglachas for their children that were ketanim, they didn't leave payas. Either way, you have to know pshan in that minig. But the bottom line is, Rav Adar Rav told Rav Huna, I understand, who gives your children a haircut? Meaning, Bishloima, if you'll tell me a makif is a katan is potter, okay, so what's the problem? But if you hold a makif is a katan is chayiv, who does it? Amalei, so Rav Huna told Rav Adar Bar Ahava chayva. It's my wife. Her name was Chayva, and she's the one that does it. The Rosh says, Kach Shem Eshes Rav Huna. Her name was Chayva. But either way, Chayva is the one that does it. So Rav Adar Bar Ahava told Rav Huna, Tikberinun Chayva Lebnei. Wait, you're not worried that Chayva, because of this Averi that she's doing, is going to have to bury her children? Like, you're not worried about the repercussions and the consequences of doing like this? And the Gemara says it was Kishgoga Sheyotza Melifnei Ashalit, and Kule Shnei the Rav Adar Bar Ahava Leikaim Lezar the Rav Huna. That because of what came out of the mouth of Rav Adar Bar Ahava, Rav Huna Nebuch, his children died b'chay, as long as Rav Adar Bar Ahava was alive. I mean, Kulish Shnidah Rav Adar Bar Ahava. Once Rav Adar Bar Ahava passed away, then this whole Indian already went away. But the bottom line is, just because of what he said, Tikberinun Chayva Levnei, but the bottom line is, Rav Huna held that Hamakif is Hakotan is Chayiv. Ah, if that's the case, so who was the one that was cutting off the payas of all the kleine Yiddish kindlech? It must have been the women. And it's for that reason it was okay. Now, Rav Adar Bar Ahava lived in the same world Rav Huna did, where it seems like the children, for whatever reason, didn't have payas. So if that's the case, what Rav Adar Bar Ahava hold? Meaning, according to him, who was the one that was cutting off the payas? So the Gemara doesn't speak it out. But it's obvious. It's because he was chaylik with Rav Huna. He holds a makif es hakatan is potter. Thus says, according to Rav Adar Bar Ahava, it's only the nikif that's the problem. Or the only the nikif is a gadol, is there a problem? But to the extent that you're dealing with a nikif that's a katan, there's no halacha of a makif as a katan is going to be chayiv. So there's no issue bichlal, there's no loisase of loisakifu pas reishchem when it comes to cutting off the pace of a katan. Rav Huna was chayiv. Rav Huna held a makif as a katan is chayiv. How then was it okay for them to cut off the payas of the ketanim? It must be the women used to do it. In other words, he has a chiddush that a woman does not have the iser of lo yisakifu pas reishchem. So really what emerges is, this is a segue to the last gemara we're going to learn, that Sai Rav Huna and Sai Rav Adar Bar Ahava are saying a chiddush in the sugya of lo yisakifu pas reishchem. Rav Adar Bar Ahava's chiddush is that a makif is a katan is potter. Rav Huna's chiddush is that a woman does not have the iser of lo yisakifu pas reishchem. It's muchach they both held a chiddush, because in the metzias there was a chiddush that was taking place, and that is somebody was taking off the payas of the children. And who was doing it? That's the question. So there's really two ways that you could have gone, and the Barahava and Rav Huna were chaylik in what the mahalach was. Rav the Barahava held anyone was able to do it. You're being makif. Heretz is a makif zakatan is potter. Rav Huna held no, a makif zakatan that's a mischayev, but it was dafka the women that were doing it. Zokti gemar mechti. Chavayu sviu lakofas kol haroish mahakofa. Both Rav Huna and Rav the Barahava must have held, like Shmuel held in the previous Gemara, that akofas kol haroish shma akofa. How do you know that? And where do you see that they both held that akofas kol haroish shma akofa? Because it seems that the mitzias of the children not having payas wasn't just payas that they would cut off, but really they would be makif kol haroish. They would cut off all the hair on their head. And if they were still having the shayla of how this was able to get done, zoysei meres hakofas kol haroish shma akofa. But my komifuki, what then is the machlokes? Meaning, Rav Huna holds that be'etzem a makif is akotin is chayav, but the women were able to do it. Whereas Rav Ada bar Rahava held that there's no difference between a man and a woman. It's just that makif zakatan is potter. What's the svara and what's underlying this machlokes? Rav Huna of Rav Huna holds. It says in the third leis akifu pas roichem, and right next to it it says v'leis sashches es pas zikonecha. What we do is we're makish these two isurim. Kol sheyesh loy hashchasa yesh loy akafa. Anyone that shaykh to the lav of leis sashches es pas zikonecha also is shaykh to the lav of leis akifu pas roichem. Hani nashi hoyv lesnu bashchasa. Being that they don't have the iser of hashchasa zokin lesnu nami bakafa, they don't have the iser akafa either. And therefore, even though makif zakatan is chay, but a woman is excluded from that whole iser. Rav Ada bar Rahava, so Rav Ada bar Rahava holds echad amakiv veechad hanikiv b'mashma. He had a different formulation. He held that when it says the Torah leis akifu pas roishchem, it's mashma side the makif, side the nikif. The iskish makif le nikif, and when makish the makif to the nikif. Kol hecha the nikif mechayev makif nami mechayev. Whenever the nikif would be chayev, the makif is chayev. High katan, however, who gufei la baroinchenu? Being that a katan is not a baroinchen, the mechayev makif nami loy mechayev. Being that he is not a baroinchen to be chayev, so too the makif wouldn't be chayev as well. And that's his makar, that a makif is a katan is potter, because when makish the makif to the nikif, wherever the nikif would be chayev, the makif would be chayev. A katan as a nikif wouldn't be chayev because he's not a baroinchen. So too, if someone is makif as a katan, he wouldn't be chayev either. So the bottom line is, we have Rav Huna's chiddush that noshim are excluded from leis akifu pas roishchem. We have Rav Ada bar Rahava's chiddush that makif as hakatan is potter. The Gemara just said what each one's makar is respectively. The makar to Rav Huna is that there's a hekesh between leis akifu pas roishchem and leis ashches as pasa ganecha. Being that women don't have a leis ashches as pasa ganecha, so too they don't have leis akifu pas roishchem. Whereas Rav Ada bar Rahava's makar is loisakifu pas roishchem is the makar to makif and nikif. So whenever the nikif is over an issa, then the makif is over an issa. However, a katan, being that as a nikif, there's no problem. So if someone's makif is a katan, even though you the makif are a gadol, and the makif has this, there's no question about that. But a makif is a katan, right? Rav Ada bar Rahava holds a makif is chayiv. It's just a makif is a katan that's potter. And the reason is because being that the nikif in this case is going to be potter, so too the makif is going to be potter as well. So as it relates to Ray, tomorrow's daf is going to get into the sugyas of Lo Yisakifu Pas Roishchem, the next daf, also Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'isa Inyan. But just one ha'ara regarding the first part of today's daf, and that is the halachis of Safik Tumma B'Shus Hayachit Sveikai Tameh and Safik Tumma B'Shus Harabim Sveikai Tameh. So again, ordinarily, when there's a shayla of Safik, the rule is, the short rule, Sveika de Raisa Lachumra, Sveika de Rabbana Lakula. Even when there's a Sveika de Raisa, if you have a Svek Sveika, the Halach is you go Lakula. However, when it comes to Safik Tumma, the Shulchan Aruch is different. Safik Tumma, what matters is whether this Tumma is in a Rishos HaYachid or whether this Tumma is in a Rishos HaRab. Safik Tumma Rishos HaYachid, Sveika Itame. Even if it's a Svek Sveika, called Safik Shatu Yachal Laharbois, the Halach is still going to be Sveika Itame. Safik Tumma Brishus Harabim, even if it's only one Safik, and even if it's a Sveika Deiraisa, the halach is that it's going to be taught. The Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Reish Samach Gimel, Mitzvah that we've referred to many, many times, it's the Mitzvah of Shloyitama Koyin Hedyet B'meis. It's very, very long. And this is in Sifkot and Lamed Dalet, just to give you an idea of how long it is. It says the Michas Chinuch that I had a Safik, Vihine. He said, I'm not afraid to write about something that I'm not sure of. Even though she'efsha shehu davar pasha, it could be what I'm not sure about might be a davar pasha. L'misha baki b'shas v'sich loy bari. Ach ish kamoini loy evo yishlichtoy mashen estapikli. But somebody like me, Hashem zichnish, to write something that I myself am not sure about. And then the Mechas Chinuch goes on to show incredible brilliance. Tzai in Koyach HaPilpul, and Tzai in Oikar Harim, and Tzai in Sinai. And then at the end of this very, very long shtickle, he says, Kach nira li va'ani loymit ke'es b'loy iyun. He says, I'm learning now more bekiyas, this is more shitchiyistik, I'm doing the daf. And as a result, I'm not holding mamish in the inyan, sa'ani loymit ke'es b'loy iyun. Therefore, I'm not 100% sure, but this is my suffix. And this is a classic, classic Minchas Chinuch Shail. Said the Minchas Chinuch, we know that Allah is Sofik Tome B'Shos HaYochet Sveiki Tome, even Sveik Sveik. And Sofik Tome B'Shos HaRabim is Sveiki Tar, even one Sofik. And this is a Chiddush, because ordinarily Sveiki Dei Raisa is L'Chumra always when it's one Sofik, and Sveik Sveik is L'Kula always when it's two Sveikis. But when it comes to Sofik Tome, the Shulchan Aruch is different. So says the Mechas Chinuch, what's the Halacha with regards to a Kohen, or a Nazir, who are not allowed to be Metame to a Mace? Could a Kohen v'Nazir be metama to a Sofik Tuma or not be metama to a Sofik Tuma? And really, the Shaila is on two levels. Sofik Tuma b'Shus HaYachid is Sveik Oitam. If that's the case, it would be Poshit that a Kohen has no Gerech to go l'chadchila, l'shem Yichud, to be metama right now to Sofik Tuma. It's a Sveik Oday Raisa, and Sofik Tuma b'Shus HaYachid is Sveik Oitam. But what would be when you have a Svek Sveker by a Sofik Tuma? Svek Sveker of a Sofik Tuma called Sofik Shatu Yochel Harbois, what's the halacha? Is Svek Tuma. But ordinarily, when it comes to Issa the Heter, what's the halacha? When you have a Svek Sveker? Svek Sveker, you're always allowed to go Lekula. So says the Mechas Chinuch, what's the halacha? Could a Koyen go Lechatchila and enter a room, let's say, where there's a Svek Sveker of Tuma? When it's in a Rishos HaYachid or not. Mitzad Echad, Sofik Tumah Rishos HaYachid is Sveikei Tumah. And if that's the case, the Sofik Tumah should paskin, it should be machriya, that there's Tumah in this room. And if there's Tumah in this room, so the Kohen's not allowed to walk into a Noel HaMeis. He can't walk into a room with his Tumah. However, this could be, as it relates to the Isurei Kohuna, that's a Shaila of Issa V'Heter. It's a Shaila whether you have the Lav of Lo Yitama or you don't have the Lav of Lo Yitama. And every time you have a Sofik Isser, what's the halacha? The halacha is that if there's one Sofik, you go to Chumra, but if there's two Sveikas, even by a Dairaisa, you go to Kula. So if a Kohen wants to walk into a room where there's a Svek Sveik of this Tumas Meis, could be it's more different, because it's no different than any Svek Sveikah. If you had a sandwich in front of you, and it's a Svek Sveikah right now, whether it's kosher or not kosher, you wash, you three times each hand, you wipe your hands, you make a bracha, you eat it, you bench, right? What's the shayla? You're allowed to do it, because that's the halacha of Svek Sveika. So kubi lechatchila, be allowed to walk into the room. What's the tzad? Not because it's Sofik Tuma. And Sofik Tuma, b'shus hayachin, even b'svek Sveika, the halacha is Tuma. So it could be once we paskin with Machriya, that this is a shayla of Sofik Tuma, maybe you wouldn't be able to do it. So the shayla would be l'idach gisa as well. What happens if you have Sofik Tuma, b'shus harabu? Three people. Sofik Tuma B'Shos HaRabah. Could a Kohen walk into a Matziv L'chatchila with his Sofik Tuma B'Shos HaRabah? Mitzad Echad, you would say, Avadi, you should be able to. Why not? Because Sofik Tuma B'Shos HaRabah is Sveikei Tar. So if the Halchro is that there's no Tumas Meis over here, so what's the problem? Walk in. But maybe, says the Mechas Chinuch, Sofik Tuma B'Shos HaRabah is only a Viful with Daning, whether there's Tuma here or not. So it could be the Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim Paskins, that if you're going to walk in, you're not going to be Tumah. But as it relates to the Sofik Isser of the Kohen, maybe it's going to be a problem. In other words, the Minchas Chinuch Shaila is, that do we say that the Gedorim and the rules and regulations of Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYachin and Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim Paskin, Legamri, whether there's Tumah here or there's not Tumah here? And if that's the case, it's mistaber that it would be Negeya. Not only is the person Tameh or Tahar, but it would be Negeya, all these surim that are Nezeya from whether this Tumah or not Tumah. L'mashal, the sugis of Kohen and Nazir, the sugis that we're learning. Or it could be the halachas of Sofik Tumah, Rishos Hayachas, Sofik Tumah, Rishos Rabim, is Negeya whether you're Tameh or Tahar. That's where it's Negeya. It's Negeya whether you're Tameh or Tahar. But what is Negeya whether or not there's Tumah? Klapei the Isurim? Maybe you have to reckon that there's Tumah in the Sofik Tumah Brishus HaRabim, and maybe you have a right to reckon that there's no Tumah, was in the gay the Svek Sveker Brishus HaYachid. And the Mechaz Chinuch's disclaimer, by the way, is, he says, listen, if you hold its Pashit, isn't the hate? Could be. He said, like, Emna mi lichtev, masha eni yadeya. And should have a Pashit. He knew that people were going to say, it's Pashit. Come on, what's the Shaila? Mechaz Chinuch preempted it. That's his whole akdom. Ach ish kamayni loy evash lichtev, masha eni stopically. He says, what should I tell you? I don't know. To me, it's a Sofik. I understand all the London thing, it's Pashit. He said, abe ich bin ish zichet. To me, it's a little bit of a Sofik. And he says, I'm learning Bekiyas now. And as a result, he says, I'm not 100% sure what the achra is going to be. Zok to Mechaz Chinuch. In Svara, it's mistaber. It's mistaber that really the iser and the heter component of Sofik Tumah should be taller and whether or not you're going to be Tamei Yatar. Okay, he's not 100% sure, but he says in Svar it's mistaber that way. Why? Because if you look carefully in the Pesukei HaTorah, the Torah says a kohen is not allowed to do what? Lo yitama. A noz is not allowed to do what? Lo yitama. He can make himself Tamei. It's mashma a little bit that the iser is not don't be negeya b'meis. This is don't be in an oil amaze, even though there is a pasuk in the Torah, kol nefesh meis lo yavoy. But it sounds like from the way Tamla that it says in the Torah that the nekuda so iser is don't make yourself tame. And if that's the case, if we have this halacha l'moish v'sinai, or we have this halacha from Soita, that Sofik Tumah b'shus hayachid called Sofik Shat Yochel Harbeis is going to be Tameh, so at the end of the day, even though in Din there's a Svek Sveika here, about Chetzef and Tumah there is, and you're going to be Tameh, and the Isra the Koyin is, lo yitama. And the same is true regarding the Rishus HaRabim, even though it's true, but it's Chat Sveika. So if it's one Sofik, you should say that it's Sveika Dei Reis of the Chumrah. About that. This Kohen, will he be Tommy? Of course not. He'll zicha be tar. There's no shayla whether he'll be Tommy or tar. Alzen nema sofik tum b'shus hayachid, sofik tum b'shus haram. The question is, how does that impact the Isser? So Dr. Mechaz Chinuch, that being that when the Torah shtel the back to Isser, the Torah said, don't be metama. So it's ma'id mestaber then, that at the end of the day, if you're going to be Tommy, you have the Isser. And if you're not going to be Tommy, then you shouldn't have the Isser. But the Mechaz Chinuch says, that even if that's true, I still have a sofik. I still have a sofik. Why? Because you can still clear what would be as it relates to derivative Isurim that come about from the Tumah. So for example, what would be if you have a Sofik Soita? Let's go mamish to the source of Sofik Tumah. You have a Sofik Soita. The halacha is, being that the Sofik happened b'shus ha-yachid, Sveikoi, Tameh, that is the Makarta Sofik Tumah, b'shus ha-yachid, Sveikoi, Tameh. What would be if a Koyin right now was boiled this Sofik Soita? Does she have a din of a zoyna, klapi the koyin? Would he get malchus right now for being over the iser of being boil a zoyna? Mitzarechad, you would say, yeah, because we're paskining right now that she is a vaday tame. If that's the case, she has a din of a zoyna. Sofik tum b'shus hayachit sveikoi tame. Tumik sibba karayis. As a result, there would be a tumah. Obezok to mechaz chinuch, I'm not 100% sure. It could be that the whole psak of Sofik Tumah b'shus hayachid is only negeya the Tumah Shabbat. But what's negeya? Anything that's going to come about as a result of that, that's not going to be negeya. Now, if it's only one Sofik, it's not a shayla, because anyways, it'd be a Sveika deraisa. Where it'd be negeya is if it's a Svek Sveika. So you have two Sveikas, as it relates to the Soita called Sofik Shati Yochel Harbois. So she's going to be gepaskin that she's Tumah. What about a Koyin right now that was over this Zoyna? Does she have it in Zoyna? Does she not have it in Zoyna? Could be it's only negeya the Issa Tumah. Now, this is already different than the Shaila as it relates to the Kohen. Why? Because when the Torah says that a Kohen is not going to be Boil or Zayna, it doesn't say Tumah, it says Zayna. Because we assume Tumah, based on Sofik Tumah, B'shus HaYachid, Afilu B'Svek Sveika, that's why she gets a Din Zayna. A behind, what's negeya the Kohen is, does she have a Shem Zayna or not? It could be Sofik Tumah doesn't give you a Shem Zayna. A Shem Tumah it gives you. So what's negeya the Issa Kohen, the Issa Nazar, which is totally in, did you become Tomei and Akos the Torah said lo yitama? So over there already you can hear that maybe you can't be Mechalik, maybe you can't Shpalt, you can't bifurcate. Obavas is Negei the Shem Zoyna, Dost Shoyna was under the Shmuz. Because of Sofik Tumah, she now gets a Din Zoyna. Whether or not the coin's going to get Malkus for this beer is totally in the Issa Zoyna, not Issa Zoyna, could be where it's a Svek Svek, you're not going to have Dalach. Or maybe not. One Svek Svek of Paskins, because of Sofik Tumah, B'shus HaYachid, that she was Nivola, so now she's a Vaday Zoyna. Once she's a Vaday Zoyna, the coin, this is all included in the Sofik. Lamaisa Mechaz Chinuch says Toich Dvarov that as it relates to the second Shaila, if a Koyen is Boil, a Sofik Soita, whether he would get Malkus, Bekai Gavna, where it was a Svek Sveika, he says, Shuv Herali Talmidi, Shebeshev Shmeitza, That he talks a little bit about this. And one of my Talmidim, he said, show me that this is Mefurish in the Shev. Who is the Shev Shmeitzer? The Baal Ksoisa Choshen. And the Baal Ksoisa Choshen, the Shev Shmeitzer said this. And he has a whole little bit of an Arichas. The Hirgish Bemashe Kosafti, the Hiniani Shekivanti, Ledaitoi Haroma Be'ez Hashem Yizbar. A lot of Anov in this Menchas Chinuch. But the bottom line is, this was this epic Shiloh in the Menchas Chinuch. And that is Sofik Tomer B'Shos Hayachid Tzveikoy Tomei, Sofik Tomer B'Shos Harabim Tzveikoy Tomei, Sofik Tomer B'Shos Hayachid Tzveikoy Tomei, even if there's a Svek Svek. How does that impact Yisurei Kohuna and Yisurei Naziris? Could a Kohen and a Nazir walk into a situation where there's a Sofik Tomer B'Shos Hayachid B'Kai Gamna where it's a Svek Sveka? What would be the Tzad not? Because Sofik Tomer B'Shos Hayachid Tzveikoy Tomei, even by Svek Svek. What would be the Tzad, yeah? Because it could be the whole din of Sofik Tomer B'Shos Hayachid Tzveikoy Tomei is only Negei, whether he's Tomei or Tar. Abivas is Negei, the Isser. What's Negei Isurim? Alzen Ne'amar, Mishpatei HaTayr, Svek Svek, you always go Lekula. The same Shai would be in the reverse. Could a Kohen walk in Lechatchila to a Sofik Tomer B'Shos Harab? What would be the Tzad, yeah? Sofik Tomer B'Shos Harab, Svek Tar. He's going to walk out Tar. So if he's going to walk out Tar, why shouldn't he be able to walk in? Could be that's only negeya whether he's tamei atar. Abavas is negeya whether it's mutter for him or aser for him to walk in. It could be not. This is the suffix of the Minchas Chinuch. So I'll just tell you something interesting. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank in the Shail Seshuvas Har Tzvi, and this is in Yerideya Simin Reish Pei Gimel. He wanted to say a Meridig Chiddush. He was asked a shaila. I'll read it inside. The Veis HaSefer. Sounds like a university. Shemachzikim sham gulgoyla shal meis. Where you have corpses, skulls of a meis. Im koyin rashohi li kones l'cheder ha-somuch l'cheder zeh. Could a koyin walk in, not to the room where the meis is, but rather into a room that's adjacent to, va-pesach b'neim sogu b'delas, when the door between them is going to be closed. In other words, Rav Tzvi Pesach was asked, whether somebody can study in university where there's also a medical school so that he's going to be in the same building where there are dead bodies which are being studied by the medical students, whether that's going to be an issue or that's not going to be an issue. Now, just as a disclaimer, this is not the same Shaila that Rav Moshe Feinstein wrote about in his tshuva, his very, very sharp tshuva to Rav Shimon Schwab. He was discussing Kehanim going to medical school, where they themselves are going to be in the same room, Sai Ba'oil, and even B'magu, B'masa, together with a mace. That Ramosha held fire and brimstone was a problem. This is a little bit of a different Shaila. This Shaila, this student is in law school. He's gradually going to be under the same roof as a medical school, and as a result, there's going to be Gulgoylas Shal Meis there, and the question is, could he be there or could he not be there? And this is more kuladig, number one, because you're only dealing with oil, and number two, you're not even in the same room. And because you're not in the same room, so there are different etzes that maybe you shouldn't be able to cheshben. Al-Koponim, Rav Hersh Pesach sat down and he wrote a tshuva, and Ruba de Ruba of this tshuva, Ruba de Ruba ben Benoy Shal Ruba, of this tshuva, discusses Michas Chinuch Shaila. He says that I have a starke tzad maybe to be mekel. And the reason I have a starke tzad to be mekel is because the emes is, even though it's poshet that there is a mace in this university, right? They store this. This is something that they haven't stocked because they need this for the students. But at the same time, he says, roiv of the mesim in this Beis HaSefer, this must have not been in Eretz Yisrael. Most of the mesim in this Beis HaSefer are Eina Yehudim. And there's a very, very starke tzad that Kivrei Yakim and Atmetama boil. It's the Rambam Shita. But the point is that there's definitely a very, very starke tzad that all you're dealing with over here is this Kivrei Yaakov. And he says, even if you want to tell me it's not roiv, he says, because I can't ascertain for sure that it's a roiv. Oh, but midei sveiko lo nafka. It's for sure at best only a safek. Said Rav Tzvi Pesach, a university is a Rishus HaRabim. How do I know it's a Rishus HaRabim? Because the definition of Sofik Tomei Rishus HaRabim is three people. Kimavur b'mesechtes nozer daf nun zayin. And if that's the case, it's for sure a Rishus HaRabim. And Sofik Tomei Rishus HaRabim, the Michas Chinuch has a tzad, Sveikoy Tar, even as it relates to the Isurei Koyen. And if that's the case, a Koyen L'chatchila would be allowed to walk into a room where there's only a Sofik, maybe this Tomas Meis there, based on the Halach of Sofik Tomei Rishus HaRabim. That was the Rav Tzvi Pesach's. Now the Michas Chinuch wrote it, not learning Be'in, just B'derech Agav, a fleeting Ha'ara, where he's mefalfel and Gan's Shas. Rav Tzvi Pesach was writing a tshuva. So Rav Tzvi Pesach had a come to a little bit of a hachra. So he's mafal for a little bit, and he mentions two marmakaymas that I think I mention very, very quickly. The first one is one of the really important gemaras in the sugyas of Ahalas, and that is, it's a gemara mesech, this brachas, daf yotes on the days. Omer Rabbi Lazar Rab Tzadik. Rabbi Lazar Rab Tzadik said, Madalgin hayinu al gabi anoyna shal mesen. Likreis malchi Yisrael. We used to run towards the malchi Yisrael. Whenever we heard the king was in town, so we used to run, but we didn't just run, we used to spring. Madalgin hayinu. Rabbi Lazar Rab Tzadik was a kohen, and he said, we would jump over even the anoyna shal mesen. V'loy likreis malchi Yisrael b'vad. El afilu likreis malchi umas oilam. We used to do it even for the malchi umas oilam. Either way, the Gemara asks Akasha, how are you allowed to do that? I mean, Rabbi Lazar is saying a little pashtus. We heard the king was in town. We were so excited. We would run to get a glimpse of the king, even the Malchei Umay Sa'olam, and we would even jump al Gabi Aroyna Shal Mesim. How can you run, jump al Gabi Aroyna Shal Mesim? Freak the Gemara. What's the Eitzel? You'll tell me Kovid Malachim, right? That's the terrace. Oh, be'in Chochma, in Tfuna, ve'in Eitzel, in Eged Hashem. It's very nice. Kovid Malachim, Kovid Abriyas, all the Kovids that you have. But when it comes to Kovid Hashem, in Chochma, and for the Gemara, the Rava. The Teretz is something Rava said. Oh, my Rava. Rava said, Dvar Torah, oil. Every time you have an oil, kol shneyesh bechalal tefach, choytzeitz mifnei hatomah. If you have an oil, and there's a mace inside the oil. If there's a chalal tefach, right, there's a gap of a tefach between the mace and where the oil is. So the halach is, it's choytzeitz mifnei hatomah. V'she'im boi chalal tefach, if there's no chalal tefach, ein noi choytzes b'fnei atumah. The roiv aroinois, says the Gemara, most aroinois yesh behem chalal tefach, have this chalal tefach. So really, most aroinois is not a problem anyways. A kohen could jump over an aron. Why would a kohen not be able to jump over an aron? What would be the problem? The problem would be because there's a mace inside the aron. Well, in most cases, it's not an issue. The reason is because in most cases, you have the chalal tefach. If you have the chalal tefach, so the mace is boxed in the coffin, literally, and spiritually and figuratively, and as a result, there's no tumma that's being baikei on top of it. Why then could a kohen not walk over an aron ha'meis? The gods are al sheyesh behem mishum sheim behem, because Chazal made a gzeira because of the miyat. Umishum kavod malachim like gods b'rabban. Being that this was only a shayla of kavod malachim, wasn't a problem. Says Dr. Gemara, Rabbi Lazar Tzadik said, we used to spring over to go and run to see the kavod malachim over that aron ha'meis. How were they able to do it? You're running into a situation being malal ha'meis. The teretz is not a problem. You know, it's not a problem because of roiv. Because roiv aron is anyways is not an issue. It's only a shayla of a miyat. Oh, it's only a shayla of a miyat. So based on the meat, it's not a problem. Zok to know the Yehuda in Tzlach, right here on this Gemara, Brachas Daf Yotes on the days. It said, why did the Gemara have to say that roiv aroinos, that most of the aroinos were okay? Why couldn't you just say some of the aroinos were okay? Just say some of the aroinos. Zok to know the Yehuda. You're going to tell me it's Pasha. Because if only some of the aroinos have this halal tefach, but others don't, then it would be a suffix. And what's the halacha when you have a suffix? You go l'chumra, sveik da reis l'chumra. So based on tzav, it would be a problem. Where were these aroinis? They were in the Rosh Hashanah and were springing over these aroinis. Where? Because this person was stuck in the morgue? No. Because he's running outside. He's mamish, he's on Rechov, Shmuel HaNavi. I don't know where he is. He's running to see the king. So they're jumping over right now to go see. So it's in Rosh Hashanah. So if it's a Sof, it could be Sofik Tumi Rosh Hashanah. So why do you need Roiv? It's the Yehuda's cash. Why do you need Roiv aroinis? Say, Pasha, it was a Sofik. Even without a roiv, suffix should be enough. Because suffix tumah b'shus harabim is fekeitar. Zog de noy de b'Yehuda. You have to say, that even though it's true, that suffix tumah b'shus harabim is sveikaitar. However, over here we're not handling whether they became tamei or tahar. We're handling whether it was mutter or aser. And as it's negeya mutter or aser, this is kishar sveikishe b'taira. And every single suffering of the taira sveikidei raisa you go l'chumra. And that's why here too you would also have to go l'chumra. And the only reason it was mutter is because there was a roiv. But if there was a suffix, even though the suffix was in a rishus harabim, still you say sveikaitar. So still you would even, and sveikah is tar, but still would have been aser. So Rabbi Hirsch Pesach. It's a mefurish anoy de Yehuda who named on one side. It was pasha to him. The Mechaschinach already put out the disclaimer. It was going to be pasha to some. That it was pasha to the anoy de Yehuda on one side in this chakira. He bought it from this gemara here in brachis daf yutes and edel adiak. But he bought it from this gemara. Why did you need the roiv? Pasha, you could say l'rafcha the milsa, it's the mitzias. But al kopanim, it's mashu from the gemara. You needed the roiv, and the reason you needed the roiv because had it been a suffix, it would have been a problem. I it's a suffix tumer b'shus harabim. Suffix tumer b'shus harabim only says that you're tahar, but doesn't give you a gerech to do that. Abizot refers Pesach dal achra iyun. This is another Maramakim. And this Maramakim is not from the Achreinim, it's from the Rishonim. It's from a Toisves. And I think from Toisves it's Muchach, the other tzad in the Shaila. This Tosfos is a Masechtes Ksubis Daf Chofches Amud Beis. Tosfos over there is discussing the halach of a Beis HaPras. So what's a Beis HaPras? Again, this is all Dover B'itoy Matoiv, the sugyas that we're learning, Nazir. And a Beis HaPras is a Sodesh and Nechrash Bakever. So there's a field, and we know once upon a time somebody had buried one of his kreivim in this field. Since then, he plowed the field, he's growing corn there now. Okay, but once upon a time, there was a kever there. So Chazal made a gzera, and Chazal said that every single Beis HaPras, a Sodesh and Nechrash Bakever, a kohen's not allowed to walk in there. It's a quintessential example of Tumah Derabbanan, right? The classic example. Someone asks you, give me a case of Tumah Derabbanan, Beis HaPras. That's a perfect good answer, right? So Beis HaPras would be the answer. That's your classic example. Zok Tosfos. Dav Chof Ches Amid Beis, it's the last Tosfos in Perikot Isha Shen Azarmel. The next Tosfos, you're already learning Eilu Nairis. It's the last Tosfos in Isha Shen Azarmel, Ksubis Chof Ches Amid Beis. U Beis HaPras. Lahochi Havid Derabbanan. Why is a Beis HaPras only a Safik Derabbanan? In other words, why is it only a Tumah Derabbanan? Tez was bothered. Why is Tumah Derabbanan? I think it should be a Tumah Deraisa. Why? Beis HaPras, there's a legitimate issue over here. There might be a kever here. So why is this only Derabbanan? Mishum da havi sofik Tumah b'shus harabim. The reason is because it's a sofik Tumah b'shus harabim. And because it's a sofik Tumah b'shus harabim, therefore sofik Tumah b'shus harabim is fake tahar. And because sofik Tumah b'shus harabim is fake tahar, on the chiddush of Beis HaPras, it would have been mutter. Tez was held that in Svara, a Beis HaPras should be a real sofik Tumah. Maybe, but Tosfos held was pashut to Tosfos that every Beis HaPras be'etzim, there's a legitimate suffix. So why then is it a chiddush of Beis HaPras? The teretz is because it's an rishus harabim of Beis HaPras and suffix tumah rishus harabim is fake tahar. That's why you need the chiddush of Beis HaPras. That's why the rabbis came and they said that even though be'etzim based on the gedorim of tumah, this should be okay. It's going to be awesome. And afak after ba'almati yiru chacham and suffix tumah rishus harabim. Even though Chazal they left it, they had no problem with suffix tumah rishus harabim. Haynu hecha shatumah mevureres v'loy noyled asuffix ela ba'kroy. Upam acheres lo yitamo, avol over here hocha shalo oylam asada besafik leirotzu letar afagaf de midei reis letar. That over here there's always going to be a safik. This is not like a one off, right? You have shnei shvilim or you have one of these situations where you have nine shotsim and one tzvardeya. Right? It's not one of these obscure. This is a field that lo oylam vaed mamish until Eliyahu Hanavi is going to come and he's going to be metayer all the tmeim. There's always going to be a shayla over here in this area. And it's for that reason Chazal didn't want to be mekel, and that's why they held. And they said that even though Meikra didn't suffik too much as Rabbis fake guitar, but as it relates to a Beis HaPras is going to be tome. So said Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank. It comes out from Tosfos that the whole concept, the whole institution of a Beis HaPras is really a Din Derabbanan. Why? Why is it a Derabbanan? I mean, why is it not a Deraisa? It's because it would be a suffik too much as Rabbis. If that's the case, he says, we know from different places in Shas, and he quotes a Gemara in Erevin Daf Mem Zayin Amalav. Let's read that Gemara. The Gemara says, Tanya, Holchem liyurichal nachrim, a person's allowed to go on the yontif of the Ovdei Kechavim, Avodah Zarah Daf Beis, v'loikchemem behema v'avodim v'shvachis batim sadois ukram. You're allowed to buy things from them, even though really you shouldn't be able to buy, but these things you're allowed to buy. The koisev, you could write a shtar, umayleber koishalahem. You could even go to Erkuris. Mipneishin who can matzal miyom. Even though all these things, so many soon going on in this one line. But it doesn't matter. Being that you're being matzal these things, we allow you to do it. Vemhoye koyin. Let's say someone's a koyin, metamba b'chutzlaretz. He can go to chutzlaretz, even though a koyin's not allowed to go to chutzlaretz, right? Also dover b'itoy. But at the same time, he can go ula'arimah. Just like a kohen can go to chutz laretz to handle and to start buying real estate, he can even walk into a beis hakvaris. So let's say there's an opportunity to buy something to be matzel miyodon in a beis hachayim. A kohen can walk into a beis hakvaris. He can do it. It's so important to be matzel miyodon, you can walk into a beis hakvaris. Biyom Adam, you can do geschäft. You can go to chutzlaret. You can even walk into a beis freit gemara beis hakvaris. No, that can't be. Right, we're pushing it a little bit. Right, you can even do that, and even that. Can that's in Chaz Oichit? What? No, it can't be. Of course not. It's a Beis HaKvaris. Tumah Deraisa here. It's a Tumah Deraisa. And for the Gemara, Ela be Beis HaPras Derabbanan. No, we don't mean a real Beis HaKvaris. We mean a Beis HaPras. A Beis HaPras where it's only a Shailah of a Derabbanan. A Koyin can go into a Beis HaPras to be Matzah B'yotam. Umetama Lisa Isha V'lo Mai Taira. And he can also walk into a Beis HaPras Lo Mai Taira V'lisa Isha. Zokref Tzvi Pesach. It's Mavur. It's a Mefurish Gemara. It's not a Shailah. We know this. But here's a Gemara. You need a Gemara. Here's a Gemara. It's a Mefurish Gemara that the Gemara says a Koyin's not allowed to walk into a Beis HaPras. It's aser for a kohen to walk in to a Beis HaPras. L'chayra, shtelzich, deshayla, Why is it aser for a kohen to walk into a beis hapras? L'chayra, every beis hapras, when you're handling over here, the shayla of sofik tumah, and it's a shayla of sofik tumah b'shus harabim. So you see that when the Chazal went and they extended this halacha of beis hapras, they extended it not only to the halachas of whether you're tameh or tar, but it's negeya also all the isurim. The bottom line is, Rav Tzvi Pesach, la'achara iyon, he said that, meaning, let's just speak out the kasha a little bit better. L'chayra, right, we didn't speak out the kasha good. Let's speak out the kasha a little bit better. L'chayra, what do you mean that the whole beis hapras is only a dirabanan as it relates to a kohen being metama? A beis hapras as it relates to a kohen being metama is in the d'oraisa. Because every beis hapras, it's mevurin, toisus, ksubis, daf chav chesam beis, is really a sofik tumah b'shus harabim. Sofik tumah b'shus harabim is really a sveika d'oraisa. But again, whether you're tameh or tar, you have the klal of sofik tumah b'shus harabim. It's there that you would need the chiddush of beis hapras to tell me that even though it's sofik tumah b'shus harabim sveika tar, but based on beis hapras, you're going to be tameh. Abavos is negeya, the isa v'heter of the koyin, l'chayra, if it's a regular sofik tumah, then it should be asa m'd'oraisa. And if that's the case, there should be no difference between a beis hapras and a beis hakfaras. Again, it's mavu in the Gemara in Erev in Daf Mem Zayin. Let's get this clear. It's mavu in the Gemara in Erev in Daf Mem Zayin that the same kula that you have in Beis HaPras as it relates to all Toma, you have as it relates to a Koyin being allowed to enter Beis HaPras. A Koyin can't walk into a Beis HaKfaris, Lumay Torah, Lisa Isho, Lahatzel, Miyodan. But into a Beis HaPras, he is allowed. What's the difference? The difference is because Beis HaPras is the Rabban. But Zot Rav Tzvi Pesach, it's Muchach and Toysis, Mamish Goynes. Toysis and Ksubis, Daf Chavches, Omid Beis, that really every single Beis HaPras is a Sofik Tumah. It's a regular Sofik Tumah. It's a regular Geheriga Sofik Tumah. Why then do we have to come on to Beis HaPras and say that it's only a problem with the Rabbanon? It's based on the fact that Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim is Sveikei Tar. But if you're going to tell me that there's no Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim Sveikei Tar in a Geyedi Surei Kohuna, so then Midei Raisi can't walk into the Beis HaPras. If Midei Raisi can't walk into the Beis HaPras, so there's no difference between a Beis HaPras and a Beis HaKfaris. What's Pshat in that Gemara in Avodah Zarah? Daf Mem Zayin. That's Rav Tzvi Pesach's Raya. So he says, you see from here that the kula of Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim Sveikei Tar was not only true with regards to whether you're Tameh or Tar, but it's also true with regards to whether the Kohen would be allowed to walk in and not be allowed to walk in. But the bottom line is that the Michas Chinuch's Gershon, the Shaila was, whether the sugya of Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid, Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim, say the kula of Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid, B'shus HaRabim Sveikei Tar, say the Chumra of Sofik Tumah B'shus HaYachid Sveikei Tomei, even B'makom Svek Sveikei, does that apply to the Isurei Kohuna? Does that apply to the Isurei Naziris? Is Makom to say that the whole rule is only whether you're Tomei or Tar? But versus the gay, whether I'm allowed to lechatchil be metamei myself to such a situation, could be that we follow the regular Gdarim. If it's one Sofik, even if it's in a B'shus HaRabim Sveikei Tomei, and if it's two Sveikis, even if it's in a B'shus HaYachid, the Halach is going to be Sveikei Tar. Michas Chinuch had this greisa Sofik. He's not the more that it should be Toloi in whether the Tum is there b'metzias or not, because at the end of the day, when the Torah says the Nazir and the Kohen can't come in contact with a Mace, it doesn't say he can't come in contact with a Mace. It says he can't be Metama to a Mace. So now, vifli, you're not going to be Metama. What really should be the problem? The Maiser of Tzvi Pesach in his Tshuva, Halacha L'Maiser, he had a Noida B'Yehuda Tzlach, where from the Pashtus and the Tzlach, the Tzlach seems to say that when it comes to Sofik Tumah, we follow the regular Gedarim of Sveikis, and we don't work with Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaYachid, Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim. Mitzad Sheni, from Toisus and the Sugya Beis HaPras, it would seem to be very, very mashma the other way. Incidentally, I saw one of the Poiskim wanted to bring a raya from the Mishnah Melech, that the Mishnah Melech said, with regards to the, which Mishnah Melech? The same Mishnah Melech we've been talking about for the last 2 weeks regarding Mumya in Perek Gimel of Hilchos Avot, where the Mishnah Melech had the Shaila with the Mumya. Could Kehanim trade a Mumya or not? And the Mishnah Melech wanted to make a Svek Sveika. What was the Svek Sveika? Sofik, the Shittas HaYoreim, that it could be Kivriyakim and Namatama, Filo B'Magav Amasa. And the other Sofik was the Shittas HaRaivin in Perek Eloch Nezayin Hilchos Aziris, that Kehanim is Manazet, May Mace anyways, Mishnah Melech Shitta is, that their mutter therefore according to Raivin to be Metama Lechatchilo. So based on these two Shittas, he wanted to give Zechanetza. Why did he say not? He said because the Yoreim is a Das Yochid, he has no time to the Messiah, and the Raivin is a Das Yochid, he has no time to the Messiah. So I saw that somebody wanted a Taina that I don't understand the Mishnah Melech Svek Sveika. He said, Mamanavshach. Is this in a Rishos Sayachid? The whole Mum Yishayla. Was this a Shayla in a Rishos Sayachid? So called Sveika Shatayachal Harbis is anyways going to be Sveika Tame. And if it's in a Rishos Harabin, this mumya business, so anyways it would be mutter. So where's the negeya svek sveka? Meaning the Mishnah Melech approached this shayla the way you any poisek would approach any shayla. One sofik, two svekas, the raises, the rabbanon, das yochis. Mishnah Melech wrote a tshuva, right? This is the way he approached the shayla. What's the tshuva? Mamon of shach, either it's a rishus hayochid or it's a rishus harabim. Vukup derein svek sveka. Svek sveka is a shayla in Yisurei Torah. Vukup derein do svek sveka. Now the emes is not so posh at this time. The reason it's not so posh it is because you have to know whether you say sofik tumim rishus hayochid, sofik tumim rishus harabim by sofik and din. Could be the only time you say it is when there's a sofik in mitzias, not when it's a sofik and din. But if you remember on Shabbos Hizdaf, which we recorded on Friday, we said very, very fleetingly in Rabbi Vadya's Tshuva, where he talks about Kehanim taking the train to work, where they're going to go over a Beis HaKvaris, and he brings from the Malamed Lahoyel, who said over from Yitzchak Chanan, Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan wanted to say, als maybe sofik tumah b'shus harabim, that was one of the sniffim. Now we understand a little bit better what Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan was saying, right? Al sofik tumah b'shus harabim, a koyin kuwat could walk and he could take the train, right? He could take the train al sofik tumah b'shus harabim. But over there, and he wanted to make a shtickle svek sveka, and he was handling sofik tumah b'shus harabim even in the context of sofik din, and that was Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan's grace of chiddush that even by sofik din, you say. But the bottom line is that from the fact that the Mishnah Melech is handling one sofik, two svekas, so it could be that's a little bit of a raya that when it comes to the Surah Kahuna, you don't go with the gedarim of sofik tumah, but rather you treat it like you would treat a regular sofik. So what's the bottom line? Am I saying that tshuva, Rav Tzvi Pesach, sounds like he was working a little bit with this Eitzah. He was definitely giving it ear time, and he was open to the idea, and this kula, that a kaya maybe can walk into a place where there's a sofik, that there might be a tumas oil situation. Again, he's mitzarefit in his tshuva. So each shayla obviously has its unique situations. But the bottom line is, Rav Tzvi Pesach definitely worked with it. That could be a kula for Kayhanim Bizman Azeh to walk into public areas where there's a possibility, there's a good chance. And it sounds like in Rav Tzvi Pesach's case, even it was a vada, it was just a sofik if it's from a yidana, working with the Rambam Shita, that Kivri Yakma not matam abayil, but a major, major sniff lahaka would be this Eitzah, today's daf. And that is sofik tumah b'shus harabim sveikoy tahar, even as it relates to the Isurei Kuna, one side of the Minchas Chinuch, not like the Noid of Yehuda, but a fester raya from the last Tosis in Berak Yishish and Azaramala, it could be, it would be okay for a Koyin to be Simach on this. Lamaisa, I looked around a little bit, and I saw, again, this is Mipia Shmua, different Gedolim, some said Azoy, some said Azoy. It sounds like if you speak to a Poisek, this is definitely something that is taken into consideration. But one thing I saw interesting, B'shem Rav Shlomo Zalman, that somebody said that he once asked Rav Shlomo Zalman the Shaila, and told him he's a Kayan, he wanted to go into one of these compromised situations, it was a hospital, and Rav Shlomo Zalman said, you're a Kayan, you can't just go. Then he asked Rabbi Yashiv, and it seems like Rabbi Yashiv told him, maybe Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim. Again, totally out of context, but just in the spirit of finishing this raid bite on a light note, it sounded like he was working with the Seitzah of Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim. So he went back to Rav Shlomo Zalman, and he told Rav Shlomo Zalman that Rabbi Yashiv said, Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim. So Rabbi Shlomo Zalman told him, Ich halt, that if there would have been hospitals, Bimei Chazal, Chazal would have included hospitals in the Takana of Beis HaPras. And a Kohen can't walk into a Beis HaPras. And the emphasis is, it's Moyerdik. Because what did Tosfos say? Tosfos Daf Chav Ches on the Beis. Tosfos, when he describes the Beis HaPras, he says, when do you have this rule of Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim? Every Beis HaPras, Tosfos holds, should be a Sofik Tumah B'Shus HaRabim. But when do you have that? Hainu Heicha, that's only Sha'atuma Mivureres, V'loi Noila Da Sofik Elo Bakroi. That whenever you have a situation where it's shchiach and there's a matzav like this, it could be over there, you don't have sofik tumah b'shus harabim, but al kaponim, that was Rishon Mazalman's cook. And that is, l'chayra, a hospital would be like a Beis HaPras. And even though it could be you have sofik tumah b'shus harabim, but I think to me that's a Beis HaPras. And a Beis HaPras, the halacha is, avada koyin's not allowed to be matamatu. So too, could be you wouldn't have this etza of sofik tumah b'shus harabim.